Hey friend, welcome back to the podcast where we seek the wisdom of God like silver and search for it like hidden treasure. And I've got a question for you today. If emotions were contagious, kind of like a stomach bug, which one would you rather catch? Me? Definitely joy. I'll take joy over the complaint flu or the misery bug any day. Nobody wants to be quarantined with that, right? So today, we're going to talk about joy, and not the fluffy kind that disappears as soon as Starbucks runs out of pumpkin spice, but the deep, steady joy that the Bible talks about. And I'm going to practice some of my Hebrew with you. In the Old Testament, the main Hebrew word for joy is simcha. It's S-I-M-C-A-H, and it's simcha, which means gladness, celebration, and rejoicing. You'll often see it connected to feast, worship, or even God's deliverance. Then there's simah, the verb, which is more like rejoice, that outward visible expression. And then in the New Testament, the Greek word is chara, which is C-H-A-R-A. And here's the cool part. It comes from the same root as charis, C-H-A-R-I-S, which means grace. And let me know if I'm slaughtering these because I'm totally falling in love with learning more about this language. But biblically, joy isn't just a mood. It's literally tied to God's grace. That means joy isn't about circumstances. It's about knowing you are living under the favor of God. Isn't that powerful? I love that, because it takes the pressure off me to manufacture joy. I don't have to fake a smile or pretend I'm okay. Real joy is something God plants in me when I'm connected to Him. So how often do we see joy in the Bible? Now, if you're into numbers, here is a fun fact. In the English Standard Version, the word joy shows up about 179 times, and in the King James Version, about 165. If you start adding in rejoice and joyful, we're talking about 400 plus references. So if God's word mentions it that often, it must be important. So let's actually walk through some of these verses together. Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. That means joy is evidence of the Spirit at work in your life. It's not self-generated, it's Spirit breath. John 15:11. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, that your joy may be full. Jesus isn't stingy with his joy, y'all. He literally says his own joy can be in us and that it can be full, not half empty. And then we see in Proverbs 17:22, a joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. That's one plain, simple truth. Joy is God's prescription for weary souls. Laughter really is the best medicine, which makes me kind of think maybe doctors should start prescribing more comedy nights and fewer copays. All right, let's keep going. Psalms 126:5. Those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy. Isn't that beautiful? God doesn't waste our tears. They're seeds, and the harvest that comes out of them is joy. And then let's look at Luke 15:10. Just so I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Sister, every time someone says yes to Jesus, heaven throws a party. Joy is heavenly, and it is a heavenly response. Let's look at Romans 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Joy is not an accessory in the kingdom. It's part of the core. And then look at Psalms 118:24 with me. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice, have joy, and be glad in it. That's a choice. Rejoicing is a decision we make in the moment, rooted in God's goodness. All right, joy in real life. Here's where I gotta get personal. I can always tell when I've been around joyful people. It feels like fresh air. They bring lightness to a room. It's not that they're perfect or that their lives are even easy. It's that they've chosen to see through the lens of God's goodness. On the flip side, I have also spent too much time around people who seem shackled by misery, despair, or constant complaining. Y'all, that stuff spreads fast. It's heavy. It's draining. And if I'm not careful, I find myself catching the misery bug very quickly. But here's the thing. Jesus told us in John 16:33, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Trouble is guaranteed, sister, but joy is optional and available. And because Christ has overcome, joy is always possible. Let's remember, emotions actually are contagious. Here's what I've learned. Emotions spread. If someone starts laughing, pretty soon the whole room is laughing, even if nobody knows why. If someone walks in the spirit of joy, it lifts everyone. And if someone walks in dragging a suitcase of complaints, well, you start looking for the nearest exit quickly. So if I'm going to catch something from others, let it be joy. Joy doesn't come with fevers, chills, or Pepto-Bismol. It comes with laughter, lightness, and life. Friends, joy is not a feeling. It's a fruit. It's a promise. It's a gift from God's Spirit. It makes us stronger. It blesses others, and it delights the heart of our Father. So let's be people who carry joy into every space we enter. Let's be contagious in the best way. And let's remind ourselves that joy isn't based on what's happening around us, but on who lives within us. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Now, I want to challenge you to go out there and spread some joy. Just please don't spread the misery bug, okay? Until next time, keep seeking the wisdom of God like silver and search for it like hidden treasures. Hey friends, if you've been inspired by what you're hearing today, you're going to want to be part of what's coming next. I am excited to be in the planning stages of hosting my first conference, and you guessed it, it's on joy. Trust me, you won't want to miss it. We are in the early planning stages for this, but if you want early access to tickets, exclusive updates, and behind-the-scenes details, head over to stacytassenministries.org and join the newsletter. That's your front row pass to everything happening with the Joy Conference and more. Again, that's stacytassenministries.org. Go sign up and stay connected.